one thing I'll definitely remember is the rector, because the school had changed. There were more facilities and more equipment. You will see that performance is actually improved at a high rate.
Self-discipline helps. It is self-discipline that helped me.
Loving what you want to be, working hard for to get where you want to be.
Doing my own research also, individual research.
Welcome, this is Adi Marina today, and my name is Hope Orivri. I have the privilege of having with me in the studio four young people who have just graduated from the Maritime Academy, Oron, and they've done outstandingly well. They are going to introduce themselves, and then we'll keep the chat off. Yes, can we meet you?
My name is Kibet Adigun Antonulu Ashim.
Okay, what school?
School of Engineering. I studied Marine Engineering.
Okay.
My name is Cadet Victor Chika Silas. I studied Nautical Science under the School of Nautical Studies.
I am Cadet Ngonadi Ujumwa Felicita. I studied Nautical Science in School of Nautical Studies.
And I am Mwabulwe Chukwebuka Nzube. Studied Nautical Science also, HND.
Fine, it's nice to have all of you in the studio today. Now, we saw that at the personal parade, all of you got awards for outstanding performances. What did you do?
I disciplined myself, you know, being consistent with my study. You know, the curiosity in me also helps me.
There's a number of people too who say they study, they discipline.
Yes, it's just being disciplined. Reading at the right time and also studying at the right place at the right time in groups and also individual reading also.
Oh, okay. I like that. You said in groups.
Yes.
And you?
Oh, well, it's mostly about the regimentation, how it helps me to manage my timing. Because you find out if you have the freedom to choose whatever you do, whenever you feel like doing it, you may just choose doing things that are irrelevant to your studies rather than doing things that are relevant to your studies.
Okay.
But in a regimented environment like this, you are stipulated what you are to do at this time and at this time. So you can actually work with that timetable and discipline yourself in that channel and get what you want.
Ongo, for you?
So for me, I think it's all about loving what you want to be, working hard for to get where you want to be. It's all about moving forward and looking ahead so that you can equally reach to that point without any hesitation.
Okay. Okay, let's hear from you.
And for me, nautical science, actually a course I love so much. So due to the love for the course, I put in a lot of efforts into gathering more knowledge about it. So apart from the classwork, I actually do more research on those topics to ensure I have a vast knowledge on that course to be able to defend myself anywhere. So I think it helped me in the academics.
Okay. Adigun, you said something about studying in groups. How did that help? And what gave you that drive to think about studying in groups?
Reading in groups helps me a lot because we tend to ask ourselves questions, then we answer. So from there, whatever we don't get, someone in the group can know it, then we discuss about it.
Okay. Away from studying in groups and other things, you came out as the best graduating student.
Yes.
What other things did you do that you'd like to share with young people out there?
Doing my own research also, individual research on a particular topic, because I love marine engineering a lot. Everything about engineering, I love it. So from there, I do my own research, watch some YouTube videos, some PDF file on Google also.
What gave you that interest to think of marine engineering?
Yeah, it was the curiosity in secondary school. I used to do the paper boats. So from there, I wanted to know how this thing operates, how tons of metals will float at sea without sinking. So that curiosity is what brought me into Maritime Academy of Nigeria.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Victor, you said something. I know you won the award for leadership, and you talked about being in a regimented environment.
Yes.
What's the key thing there that drives you?
Well, one thing with me is growing up, I have always had this fear of going to a conventional school because of the laxity that comes with the conventional schools, and one particular thing that scares me most was cultism. I like peace of mind. I like being in a place where I can concentrate and not be distracted.
You're talking like somebody who had the opportunity of learning something. Cultism, a young person. I know young people would want to explore. What did you learn or what did you know for you to understand that it's not the right way to go and you wanted something different?
Exactly. My sister had a friend in her university days that was a very nice uncle to me growing up in secondary school. And unfortunately, she told me a story how he got mingled with cultists and he had to spend one extra year in the university because of that. So, and being a bright student in secondary school, I've already heard stories of cultists looking out for people who are bright to recruit them, whether you like it or not. So I just felt being in a regimented environment will help curtail some of those things and actually help me concentrate my attention on my academics and achieve what I want.
Okay. Okay, Ungo, let me ask you one thing that they ask young girls. I think they will say in a career that is male dominated, why the interest? How were you able to navigate your paths?
Though it's like I said before, I love people that motivate me a lot. Before I came to this school, I was like, if you look around my community, everybody is studying the same kind of
courses.
Yes. But me, I want to be an understanding person, not irrespective of the course or the dangers. But I said that I reminded myself, I want to go ahead of them. I don't want to know what it's all about, but I want to move forward so that I will be an understanding person. That's it.
Okay. So you also share with us one driving force that kept you through the period of school.
Let me just say, this schooling I came for, I just like anything, there's a thing that's anything worth doing is worth doing well. So if you're going to study a course, you need to put in your best to come out with at least, even if you aim for the top. So wherever you land, you can say, okay, I made the effort. So I actually loved the course, as I said before, I loved the course, so, and I put in a lot of effort. And as Adegun said also, group reading actually helps a lot because some things you may not know, the next person may know. And the way he puts it for you, he still tells it to you. You can be able to remember that one faster than what you may have actually read. Okay. So when someone in the group tells you something, you can easily remember
Fine. Okay, now, you guys are done and you are leaving the Maitam Academy of Nigeria. You're going to a second phase of your career life.
Yes.
What one thing would you always remember about the academy?
Well, this HNE program I'm leaving, one thing I'll definitely remember is the rector. Because I know I did my ND in the same school, and the way things were back then is way different from the way I met the school in my HNE program. In the ND days, the school was not really good looking, and the academic part, the lecture theaters were not in shape. It was actually discouraging then. So there was a lot of poor performance back then. See, a lot of people who performed poorly in their ending, when they came for HNE program, because the school had changed, there were more facilities and more equipment, you will see that performance is actually improved at a high rate due to we being fewer in this tenure now, the lecturers have more hands-on lecturing with the cadets, so they can easily know the weak ones and what their weaknesses are.
Okay. Ungo, share with us your confidence level at this time. How confident are you?
should I say, I'm more like a shy person, but now, at the level of things I'm seeing myself, I'm more confident than before. Like being the best graduate in HND nautical, it's not that easy for me, but I said if God wants it like this, okay, he will put more confidence in me so that even after here, I can be able to defend myself wherever I see myself tomorrow.
Okay. Now, the leadership man, looking at your own experience, what things should younger cadets learn and run with?
Exactly. Discipline. Not just the kind of discipline that is inculcated by regimentation, but self-discipline helps. It is self-discipline that helped me. discipline in the sense that when regimentation stresses you, you can still go back to your cabins and stand up, wake up at the middle of the night to read. It has been a history in this academy that getting too involved with regimentation drops you academically.
Okay.
So I am proud to say I proved that theory wrong.
Okay, I think Adigun will tell us something. Adigun, you are the best graduating student, marine engineering. Did you have time to play? Did you play?
Yes, I did.
Okay, like how many hours play or minutes or like what?
This is a regimental school, so we have time for PT. That's the only fun we have. PT, that's sports.
Okay.
Physical training.
Okay.
So it's during that time we can maybe move around and catch fun.
Okay.
So aside that, there is nothing like fun here.
Okay, I was going to ask you, Victor, even Yungo and him. I mean, did you think of what was fun in your mind, in your thoughts? What was fun?
Yes. The thing is, we from the academy, when we go out there and converse with our counterparts from the conventional schools, the few we are weird because the way we reason is not the same with the way they reason. Fun from our own perspective, it can simply mean staying in your cabin to play games on your laptop or just going out to sit after eating dinner, just sit under the tree and receive fresh air. Not going to clubs and going to have a drink.
Okay.
Kind of funds don't exist here.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been a beautiful time talking with all four of you. You made yourselves proud, you made the academy proud, and you made your parents proud at the personal parade, the class of 2020. Hip, 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 hooray! Hip, 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 hooray! Hip, 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 hooray!